Tav Resh Mem Vav. So we went out of order. We started with Gimel. Now we're going to do Aleph and Yud, which discusses Niktam Rosho. The head of the Hadas was chopped off. So the Mishnah in Sukkah Lamed Beis and Mabez says the Mishnah. Right, we started with Lulav HaGazal, that was Choftes, the Lamed Beis, the Mishnah, Lamed Beis, says Hadas, the Niktam Rosho is Hossel. So the first Mishnah, Tav Resh Mem Vav Aleph. Yeah, but first we're going to give an introduction. So the Mishnah, Sukkah, Daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis tells us if the head of the Hadas is chopped off, just like the head of the Lulav, it's going to be Hossel. Then, two daf later, Sukkah daf lamed dalid, the Mishnah is discussing how many minim you need. So, what's relevant for us right now, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, shlosha hadasim. You need three hadasim. Afilu shnayim ketumim ve'echad eno kotum. Three hadasim, even if two are beheaded, and one has a head. Even if all three have no head, it's still going to be kosher. Rabbi Kiva Omer, hadas echad. You only need one hadas. So we have a machlokes, do we need one or three, which we're not going to discuss right now. And then we have a discussion if they need to have, what happens if the head of the hadas is cut off. Rabbi Shmuel says as long as one still has a head, one out of three is enough. And Rabbi Tarfon says you don't even need that. The Gemara goes on to question the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Tarfon, we understand, a hadas does not need a head. A beheaded hadas is a kosher hadas. But the Gemara asks, what is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel? Two, you need at least one with a head. So Manav Shah, Ish Leimin Boy, Boy Namikulu, Ilo Boy Shleimin Filchan Namilo, meaning either a hadas needs a head or doesn't need a head. If it needs the top, so then they should all need the top. If it doesn't need the top, then none of them should need the top. Well, what's this idea of you need three, and two of them it's okay if the top's cut off, and one of them needs the top. So the Gemara continues. Amar Biro, that's his name. Amar Rabbi Ami, Chozar Bo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind. And Rashi explains, Umachshir Bechad Umiu Chozar Bo. Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind to hold like Rabbi Akiva. You really only need one hadas, but the hadas needs a head. How do we paskin? Continues the Gemara. Arma Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha ki Rabbi Tarfon. The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, which means that, it seems to mean, you need three hadasim, and they could all be without a head beheaded, and that's okay. Now, it's a little bit strange, because we have a Stam Mishnah, right, that we started with, on Daf Lamed Beis, Niktam Rosho Pasul. Then we have another Mishnah telling us it doesn't need a head, at least according to Rabbi Tarfon, and possibly even according to Rabbi Shmuel, not clear. And then the Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. Now in general, I didn't see this discussed so much, but we have a Stam, Reachakach Machlokes, you have a Stam Mishnah. So in general, we have a rule, halacha k'stam mishnah. You have a stam mishnah, why did Rebbe bring down a stam mishnah? Halacha is like the stam mishnah. What if you have a stam mishnah, but then later on you have a machlokes? So then it would sound like Rebbe's not passing like the stam mishnah. Right afterwards, you have a machlokes. So here there's a major league machlokes we showed him. The Rad and the Rebbe passing niktam rosho posel, like the stam mishnah, which is against the Gemara. And the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Tor, Paschal, like Rabbi Tarfon, that the Hadas is kosher without a head. So now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to do Sif Aleph and Sif Yud. Sif Aleph. Tav Resh Mem Vav, Sif Aleph. Hadas. Shenikdam Rosho Kosher. If it loses its head, it's still going to be kosher. That's like the Gemara Paskin, Lachik Rabbi Tarfon. It seems, and that's like the Rambam. Nashru Rov Olav, if most of the leaves fell off, in the Shtairu Shlosha Olav Bekanecha Kosher. So this is not as it might originally appear, the discussion of how many, when the leaves of the Hadassim fall off, is it still kosher or not? So that's not exactly the discussion over here. Here we're really talking about the Hadass that we spoke about yesterday in Sif Dalit, because we're going out of order. The Egyptian Hadass that the Gemara tells us starts out with seven leaves coming out from each point, and most of the leaves fell off, four out of the seven, and now I'm still left with three in each point, and therefore it's okay. That's why it says, Nashu Rova, most of the leaves fell off. That's four out of the seven. And each on each floor of the Hadassim. In the Shtairu Shlosha Olav, but you left with three, it's still going to be kosher. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Shenikdam Rosho. So what does it mean, Nikdam Rosho? Okay, I guess we had the same discussion, but what does Nikdam Rosho mean? We have a twig. The twig is covered with leaves. The leaves usually come up above the top of the twig. So when we talk about Nikdam Rosho, the beheaded Hadass, is it the leaves that the top of the leaves, or is it the twig itself? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we've cut them up. Hainu ha'etz. We're talking about the twig itself, not the leaves. Ava ba'ola l'chur l'shayach klal nikdam rosho. By the leaves itself, that's not called nikdam rosho, as we'll soon see. Kedilakamam b'sif yud ba'agach. Like the Ramah tells us, as we'll soon see, in sif yud. So this is going to be kosher, according to Sif Aleph in the Machaber. Ayin l'kam b'sif yud. You have to look at sif yud. Shemevi machlekes b'zeh. In sif yud, it's not so poshut. Here we just bring down the Stam Mishnah. No. Here we don't bring down the Stam Mishnah. Here we bring down the Ram. Let's see. Ulefi, the fish is shnei seifim arishenu elu loshen harambam. The first two seifim here are loshen harambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Tarfon that the Hadass does not need a head. Umin seif gimel the elu loshen atur. And then the Mechaber shifts gears, starts out with Rambam, and then he switches with the Tur. So you end up with the stira. V'nim shalchan ha'chadosh and ha'rambam agashar adin. So it starts out with the Rambam. And then Sif Katon Gimel explains, like I explained before, that this Nashu, most of the leaves fell off. We're talking about the Egyptian Hadass that have seven leaves. And you're still left with three. And that's what we discussed yesterday in Sif Dao. Let's take a look at Sif Yod. Sif Yud, all the way to the end of the Sif. Tav Resh Mem Vav Sif Yud. Nikdam Rosho Kosher. Okay, so starts out like he did in Sif Aleph. Nikdam Rosho Kosher. Nikdam Rosho Kosher. Afilu Lo Also Bo Tamar. So the Gemara talks about the head got chopped off, and then on top of it grew a berry. Hadass we'll learn about next week. Have berries. Sometimes the berries make it kosher. Sometimes the berries make it pasul. So if the top is covered up with a berry, so then you can't tell really that it's cut off, and that makes it better. But you don't even need the berry. Same thing if the top is dried out. Period. Continues the Mechaber. V'yesh poslim v'niktam rosho. So he didn't bring that down in Sif Aleph. V'yesh poslim. There are those that say it's pasul. Hagah, no, says Ramah. It is good to be machmir where you can find another hadas. And includes the Ramah. It's not called Nikdam Rosho unless the twig is at the top of the twig is missing, not the top of the leaf. Nikdam Rosho. Like Rabbi Tarfon told us, even if all three hadassim are headless, beheaded, it's still going to be kosher.
Meaning the leaves, not the stem.
No, the stem.
Even the stem.
Nikdam Rosho means the stem. So the beginning of the Mechaber tells us, like the Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Shitas Ha Rambam, like Rabbi Tarfon, that's what the Sharat Tzir, look at the Sharat Tzir, Oyislam and Aleph. That lo mokar shita zumi the posik shmuel kerbi tarfon the shlosha ketumin kasher. That was the gemara we just had. Amri the mishmuel halacha kerbi tarfon. What did Rabbi Tarfon say in the Mishnah Lamed Dalid? Afilu shloshtan ketumin. Even if all three are beheaded. The definition of beheaded means the twig. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tochavches. Afilu hayu kol shlosh abadin niknu roshan. It's still going to be kosher according to Sif Aleph and according to the beginning of the first opinion, which is really the Iker opinion of Sif Yud. That's the Iker opinion according to Mechaber. Mishra Sif Kalachav Tez, kosher. Now, what? Ve'ein dome lelula v'arava dinikta mrosho posel bohem. Why is this different than the lulav that we said is posel and the arava, which we'll learn next week? Bezrat Hashem is possible. What's special about the Hadas? Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Deba Hadas anaf of chofin rosho. The Hadas, we said, has leaves that cover the entire twig. Hanu ha'alin. Ve'enk timasu nikeres behen. And the leaves come up above the top of the twig. Or stem. Is stem you call it? Stem? The piece of wood, whatever it is, the branch. So, therefore, it's not so recognizable. Since it's not so recognizable, it's better than Niktam Rosho, the Lulav, which is puzzle, and Niktam Rosho, the Arava's puzzle. Here, according to Sif Aleph and the Iker Pin Sif Yud, it's going to be kosher. Okay, even if it doesn't grow the berry would help because then it also wouldn't be recognizable. Covers up the missing top. V'yesh poslin, okay. B'niktam rosho, mishum sifkatan lamid beis. Mishum dolo have hadar. The psulim hold is not hadar. So again, psul hadar is a big machlekes. Is only the first day or the whole week? Yesh la'ayin the day azu. In dafka kishem kol shlosha badin kitume roshan. All three were missing ahead. Or afilu in bad echad niktam rosho, gam kein pasul. According to this opinion, that it's pasul, is that saying that all three are beheaded and that's why it's pasul? Or even if only one of them is beheaded, it's still going to be pasul. Va'ayin the common siman tafresh nun aleph sif aleph bahagah. And in tafresh nun aleph sif aleph bahagah, there's a whole discussion about that. Let's put that on hold for a second. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis. So what he's saying right now, if you... Again, the Ramah is Machmer, but the Machaber still seems to be Mako. He brought only that one opinion over there, two opinions over there, but the Iker opinion is still the Mako opinion over here. So why is the Nikdam Rosho the Hadas better? Because it's not recognizable. Okay, what if it is recognizable? What if the leaves are also chopped off? What if I see the beheaded twig? So look at the Shar HaTzi in O Islamic Beis. Hoiskin. If it's missing the top of the twig, and the leaves are not coming up above the twig to cover it, and it's very visible and recognizable that it's missing its head, it'll be possible even if you have no other hadas. Even if only one of the three leaves is missing, so now I can peek and I can see that the head is beheaded. Says the Prima Gadim. It should still be possible because I can tell that it's headless. So the Bikur Yaakov says, no problems. We can fix the hadas. Get out your very special gardening tools. Get out that scissor. Sheyikdom gam ha'etim shnei ha'alim. Now cut off the top. Cut it off a little bit more on top. With the two leaves. So you get to the next set of three. And cut it right above the three leaves. So the three leaves are still coming up. And you're cutting off the twig at the bottom of the three leaves, right above where they come out. And now it's going to be, now it is going to be covered, and it's going to, you're not going to notice the Niktam Rosho, and it's going to be kosher. So this would be Hadas puzzle that is passable to kasher. So why did Prima Gadim not like that? Why did Prima Gadim say so emphatically that it's puzzle? Continues the Sharak Siyud. Oh, it's Lam Beis at the bottom. But Prima Gadim, Iri Hechi Shalo Yishar Bahad Shiro Im Yachto. He's talking about a case where, well, we're going to learn that Hadas has to be three Tvachim. And it's exactly three Tvachim. So if you're going to cut it a little bit more, bam, it's not going to be three Tvachim. And that's why you can't do it. But otherwise, he says, really, he would agree. And certainly, if you could kasher it by cutting off a little bit of the twig, also lachlo came beyond if you're now going to do it on yantiv itself. Now, it's not attached to the tree. If it would be attached to the tree, you could talk about kotzer and amalacha. You could talk about zomer, helping your tree grow better. Now it's detached. So once it's detached, you know, I have an apple. I can pull the little, what's the thing coming out of the apple on top? The stem? The stem. I can pull off the stem on Shabbos. That's no problem. But here you can't do it. Why? Have a misake. Because here you'll be kashering the hadas. You take a non-kosher hadas and you're fixing it. So you're fixing the hadas. That would not be allowed. Come on, so we skip the bays, but we'll get back to it next week. Like when you have too many berries and the berries are going to passel the hadas. The hadas is already detached, obviously. If it's attached, there's nothing to talk about. It's detached. There's too many berries. It's not kosher. You want to pull off the berries. That's okay. So it's the same thing over here. Now, okay. So, Dirshu, in footnote 49 and 50 over here, bring down a fascinating Chazon Ish. And it's not so pashut what the Mishmur just said, says the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said like this. The Ramban brings down a different reason that the question is again, why should the hadas be different than the other minim? The other minim, if you don't have, if it's niktam rosho, the top is cut off, it's puzzle. Why by hadas is it different? Now it's a machlokes, okay, but there's no opinion that says niktam rosho by lulav is kosher, and there's no opinion that says niktam rosho by harava is kosher, I don't think. So why is it over here that there's a strong opinion that it's kosher? I mean, that's the Iker opinion. The Iker opinion is that it's kosher. So why is that? So the Chazon Ish brings down from the Ramban that the Hadar, the beauty of the Minim, is usually on top. The top of the Lulav, the top of the Arava. But the beauty of the Hadas is not the top, it's the fact that it's beautifully covered in leaves. And therefore, the fact that it might be missing the head is not so significant by the Hadar. And therefore, Chazal did not make a gzeira and did not passel the hadas who's missing its head, because it's oftentimes or usually not going to be recognizable. Oh, what if it is? So we just did a big shout out to you, and if it is, so the Prima Gadim, Bikur Yaakov, they want to say, okay, if it is, it is, then it's passel. Says the Chazon Ish, no! Even if it's recognizable, it's not going to be passel. Chazal, because normally it's not visible, and the Iker Hadar, the beauty of the Hadas, is in its beautiful leaves that surround the twig on all sides. Therefore, lo pasul chachamim niktam b'hadas. Therefore, Chazal did not aser niktam b'ya hadas. Even if your particular Hadas is niktam, and now it is recognizable, Chazal did not aser it. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Against the Shaar HaTzion, who brings down the Bikur Yaakov and the Prima Gadim. Okay, let's look for a second. Hold on. Okay, he quoted for us Tafresh Yud Aleph Aleph Bahagia. Okay, which we could just wait until we get there in a few weeks. Maybe we should wait. I think we will wait for Tafresh Yud Aleph. Look back at the beginning. Look back at Sif Aleph. We skipped the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha. Tafresh Mem Vav Sif Aleph. Hadas. Kasav Hamagen Avram, B'shem Tmim Dein, P'sulei De'avas P'sulim Kol Shiva. Okay, if it doesn't have the proper three leaves, it's going to be pasul the whole week. U'mash mizeh, the davka mash pasul mishum avos. Well, shar psulim. Okay, if it's a psul because the three leaves don't cover the twig all the way up. Okay, that'll be pasul all kol shiva. But all the other psulim enumerated in Hilchos in this siman in Hilchos Hadas, okay, oh yavshu alav that the leaves are dried out, which we didn't discuss yet. Oh, anava merubos me'olav, where there's too many berries, which we also didn't really discuss yet. Lo pasul rak biyom rishon, so that will only be pasul on the first day, so I guess not the rest of the week. Avala emes, the tmim deim is the raivin. Ha emes the raivin the shitaso also. The raivin is going the shitaso. What's the opinion of the raivin? The sphere they betmim deim sham da psum shim hadol psum rak biyom rishon. The raivin holds that the things that are pasul because of hadar are only pasul on the first day, and the rest of the week they're kosher. So that's why he wants to say the rest of the psulim are only pasul by yom rishon. But it's not so simple that we paskin like that, says the Bi'alocha. Abba lefim ad pasul karama in siman tof reish mem tesif, hey, which we'll get to in the coming week, in chazazis, which is one of the psulim by Esrog. Ukamosha pasul kamogar rabba atzma li'in anava merub of me'olav, like the mogar rabba himself says over here, by the hadas that has too many berries, kol psulei hadar shenisku b'sim zeh psulim kol shiva. So that even psulei hadar are pasul the whole week. The rav is makim, but the ramah for Ashkenazim is machmir. So the whole week, somebody that's a psul hadar for Ashkenazim is not going to help. We'll get there, but here's the sneak preview from the Bir Halacha. It's going to be pasul the whole week. The kulam all the psulim of hadas omishum avos omishum hadarhein. The psulim of hadas is either because it's not hadar or it's not avos, and either way, it's going to be pasul the whole week.
Avos means
eighths avos is the term used to describe the fact that the twig is covered all the way up with leaves. Ad kad lashin habi kure Yaakov. Amnam davar zed da psulim shuha da psulim kol shiva la mil sabriri. In the common b'sim tafresh mentes in chazaz mashikasavnu sham. So we'll have to wait till we get there. There's a whole discussion about this psul hadar. The Ravid is makim. Other the Rambo is machmir. But now the Bir Halacha says we have to wait and see what's what's coming. Here's your footnote 6 gives you a little
picture.
No, that's a different picture.
That's the thin leaves. Spaced out too much.
Okay, here he says as follows. Yeshu footnote 6 tells us, gives us another sneak preview to what's coming in Tav Reish Mem Tes. Those who say that it's a psul hadar, Das a Rambam lahach shebishara yomim kibo b'chaser. We're going to learn a chaser, an esrog that's missing a piece, is only possible the first day, the rest of the week it's kasha. I think everyone agrees with that. That's a Gemara, as far as I remember. We'll get there soon. So what about Psul Hadar? The Rambam says, also, it's all pre-Eitz Hadar, L'kaftim Chav Yom Rishon. It's only the first day. The rest of the week is going to be kosher. However, that's a Rambam. That's a Rosh V'siyato L'hachmesh, it's Rosh Yadar B'chol Shivat Yomim. Then no, the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, and with the Ravid. And the Rosh holds his pasul the whole week. Maharamosham sasim kizat machmirim. The Ramah is machmir for Ashkenazim. Shadavra pasul mishum hadar pasul kol sheva. Okay, so I don't know why the Bir Halacha over here seems to say it's not so pashut. Okay, we'll have to wait and get there. But that's the sneak preview of the issue. Is that the Ramah passes psulei hadar the whole week? So then it's not going to help. I'm not mistaken. The Mechaber is naked like the Rambam. I think we'll have to wait and get there. So there's more room, or maybe they're entirely lenient by the Sfardim that you could use all these different psulei hadar. That's why each time the Mishnah Berurah tells us what's the psul over here. This is no good. Why is no good? Hadar. Ooh, psul hadar. So then it could be that the rest of the week is kosher. Could be not. Rama says not. Rambam says yes. So So that's that's dependent on that major league machlokas rishonim and machlokas haposim. So that's Tav Resh Mem Vav Seif Aleph and Yud Niktav Rosho Shela Hadas. Right.